Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
No palace, no jewels, no kingdom to rule, no crown of majesty. No throne and no robe, no silver, no gold, no courts of royalty. Yet the King of Kings left heaven to become a lowly man. He left all heaven's glory to fulfill his Father's plan. He still came just for me. He still came. Though he thought he would endure, he still came. Disregarding every cost, from the manger to the cross, he still came just for me. He still came.
No family, no friends to help at the end. No out, no substitute. Much pain and much hurt to give love and worth, he bore our sins and grief. Yet the hope of what he offered so outweighed what must be done. He chose to be my victor and assured my pardon won. He still came just for me. He still came, knowing all he would endure. He still came, disregarding every cost, from the manger to the cross. He still came just for me. He still came.
I love the sign that says, Jesus is the reason for the season. They tell the truth. Although we do not know exactly when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea to the Virgin Mary, as the prophets foretold, we believe it happened. And it is certainly something to celebrate. We have the testimony from heaven as angels sang of his birth. Those shepherds heard their song. They investigated his birth and found the baby Jesus in that manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. They began telling everything that had been told to them by the angels concerning the Christ. Traditionally, this season of the year has been set to celebrate the Incarnation. The fulfillment of prophetic words of long ago is celebrated each year by those who have come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah. And it is the birth of Jesus that is celebrated. Any and all efforts being made to remove Christ from the center of the celebration are futile. Without the coming of Christ into the world, without the celebration of his coming as the Savior of the world, without the hope that is found in him, there is no reason for the season. How silly to argue over it. Remove Christ from our celebration of his birth, and we remove any and all reason to buy gifts, decorate our houses, plan family gatherings, hold special worship services, and have a holiday on December the 25th each year. Much has been said for years about the commercialization of the celebration, and for good reason. The focus has shifted for so many upon the making of money. That is tragic. There are many efforts made to bring joy into the lives of hurting people during our celebration of the coming of Christ each year. The toys will be collected and given to those who would do without. Food will be boxed and distributed so that many who cannot provide anything special for family will have food to spare. Folks who are displaced from home and family because of war or service to the country will find homes open to them and gracious gifts of appreciation for their sacrifice. So even though there is the struggle from among the secular world to remove the influence of this Christ-like spirit, we know that it has not been taken away. Nowhere in Scripture does it command us to celebrate the day of Christ's birth. But nowhere in Scripture does it tell us to celebrate an annual anniversary of his death, burial, and his resurrection. We do not set aside a special holiday to celebrate his ascension into heaven. As disciples, we celebrate the blessing of Christ's birth and his death, burial, and resurrection, not just on designated days traditionally that are set by men, but we celebrate them every Lord's Day. For without his birth, there would be no gospel message concerning the grace and mercy of God through the cross where Jesus died. So in a real sense, we come together each and every Lord's Day, as did the first Christians, and we commune with our Lord. We remember his sacrifice for our sins. That sacrifice began when Jesus left heaven and gave up his own rightful place beside the Father. He became part of the creation. He left the glory of God's throne room to become our Savior. So we celebrate his coming to earth. Our faith leads us to think of what it cost him to provide us with the forgiveness of sin and the hope of salvation. The gospel of Jesus is good news. Listen to the words of Holy Scripture once again about that heavenly announcement of Christ's birth. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." The angel had good news to share that night. And today, as we preach Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the invitation he gives for all to come to him in faith and obedience, that same good news is proclaimed. As we near the time of celebrating Christ's coming to the earth, let us once again see the love of God for us, and may our celebration be that of praise to God for the good news that came for all mankind.
You are Lord of creation and Lord of my life, Lord of the land and the sea. You are Lord of the heavens before there was time, and Lord of all lords you will be. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. Lord of all lords you will be.
King of creation and King of my life, King of the land and the sea. You are King of the heavens before there was time, and King of all kings you will be. We bow down, we bow down, and we crown you the King. We bow down, we bow down, and we crown you the King. We bow down, we bow down, and we crown you the King. King of all kings you will be.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.